She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
It's also time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. She's going to share the latest natural health news. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey there. I'm excited to be here. I've missed you guys the past few weeks, but I'm excited to be here to kind of talk about things that are in the news today. The first of which is, you know, let's talk about exfoliating your skin with body products. You know, we do that to remove dead skin cells. And a lot of products that we find, especially at the regular kind of drugstore, have those little microbeads, and we hear commercials, right. Oh, exfoliate your skin with microbeads. But have we ever really thought about what microbeads are?
I'm thinking they're plastic. Are they plastic?
They are. They're plastic. They're tiny plastic. And the problem is, not necessarily that they, you know, I mean, they're plastic and that's a problem, but not necessarily that that's harming your skin per se. I mean, you may find out that it is. But what's happening is it's getting washed down our drains and contaminating our water. So the Illinois Governor Pat Quinn just signed a bill into law banning the manufacture and sale of microbeads in his state, which has really thrown large companies, you know, like L'Oreal, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble for a loop. So by 2018, that law will be in place, and they're going to have to change, and apparently they're already making plans to change. But when we think about it, okay, so we're contaminating our waters with these tiny little microbeads that kind of look like fish eggs, and so our wildlife are eating these. And in turn, you know, when the people that eat fish turn around and eat them as well. So it's all starting to contaminate our entire food supply and once again coming back to us.
Another reason why, you know, eating fish is not good because of the contaminated waters that they're in. And that's so sad because, you know, Ginger, I know that you're vegan, but for me, I love fish, and I used to eat fish all the time, and I would eat it all the time, but just for the fact that it's so contaminated, that is so frustrating because the plastic that these fish are eating, and then, like you said, it's they're hormone disruptors. We know that plastics cause hormone disruptors, and then we're eating it, and then that leads to diseases like cancer and other issues that, you know, cell overgrowth. I mean, this is serious. So that's great, and, you know, props to him because to the governor of Illinois, because that is huge that he put that into law. So yay, good.
Well, what they discovered when they tested the waters. They tested Lake Michigan, and they collected anything larger than a third of a millimeter when they kind of collected the waters. That's what they kind of sieved through. And for Lake Michigan, it measured 17,000 bits of microbeads per square kilometer. Okay, that's a lot.
Gosh.
But even worse than that, the highest concentration of these plastic bits was found in Lake Ontario, which averages 1.1 million plastic particles per square kilometer. I mean, that's quite a jump. So, you know, over time, it's going to start to build up, you know, and these what you need to look for in the products, it might say microbeads, it might not, it might say exfoliating, you know, scrub or something like that. But in the ingredient list, you want to look for polyethylene or polypropylene, because that's what you usually find. Yeah, usually find on the label. Now, like I said, L'Oreal, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble, they're already on board with the new law. They've agreed to phase out the microbeads, and they're trying out alternatives like apricot seeds, cocoa, and pumice sand. But the natural companies already are on board with this. They've already figured it out, and they're utilizing oatmeal, walnut hulls, sea salt, even honey and sugar and other things along those lines that are you know, real things in their products. And so I think we're going to see a change in the natural body, not so much in the natural body, but in the kind of synthetic body products because of governors like Pat Quinn, you know, starting the process here, and hopefully other states will jump on board.
Well, props to Pat Quinn. All right, let's move on to the next story because we only have about 4 minutes left. Talk about USA and China. What's going on there?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, when it comes to food, you know, we all know, even if you're not really involved in the health thing, that China has a kind of sketchy reputation, a horrible food safety record, to say the least. We have the baby food contamination with melamine, pet food with that largest recall in history, so many issues with the food. Well, the USDA has decided that they're on board with this new import-export deal with China to ship U.S. chickens to China for processing, and then they'll be processed there and then sent back to the United States for us to eat, which, I mean, economically, it doesn't seem like it would make any sense. But, you know, again, with China having such horrible food safety record and not knowing, you know, not knowing what their processes are, that's a little scary. I mean, it's actually a lot scary for people who eat chicken. This is really going to do a number on the U.S. farmers as well, chicken growers.
Okay, so wait a second. Let me make sure I understand this. So chickens are grown in the U.S., albeit probably farm chicken and, you know, raised inhumanely. And
right.
if they're, unless they're organic, which we hope, you know, which in that case they're not, but they're grown here and they're raised in the U.S. and then they're shipped to China. When you say processing, you're talking about what exactly?
The cutting, the packaging, the, all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't really make sense. But this is one of the things that we're doing.
Yeah,
this is one of the things that they're on board with. They're talking about doing with China. In addition, China has some chicken farms that I know. Last year, Kentucky Fried Chicken completely halted their supply of chicken from China because of the just astronomical amounts of antibiotics found in their chicken. None of it makes sense because it's like, you know, if you're going to eat chicken, you need to just, you know, eat something that where you know where it came from. I mean, I would recommend not eating chicken at all, but if you're going to eat it, you at least need to know where it came from. And then here's the other problem. Consumers won't know if the chicken that they're eating was processed in China because there's no labeling regulation, just like in GMOs, in place.
Oh, surprise! And, no regulation for labeling!
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm so shocked! Oh my gosh, I can't believe it!
And as of now, there aren't any plans to have a U.S. inspector on the premises in China to evaluate the plans, but the USDA says China's poultry processing inspection system is equivalent to that of the U.S. Which I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh. Well,
that's actually scary.
Are there major retailers on board for this, or is this like, is it going from, or is it the chicken manufacturers that are basically growing them and then shipping them out? Like, do you know, I mean, you probably, I don't know if this is a hard question for you, but, you know, is this something that was made to create jobs for people in China? Like, I'm just trying to understand. Doesn't make sense.
This is just in the beginning stages, and we've just found out that the USDA is on board with this. I'm not sure how far along they are in the process, and it's the whole thing is sketchy because it doesn't make sense any which way you look at it. So, you know, the reports that are out there, everyone's kind of questioning, like, why is this going on? So maybe we'll find out at some point, you know, the reason. But this is an import-export deal back and forth between China and the U.S. I don't know if it's trying to improve relations or not, but it's definitely not going to improve our food supply, that's for sure.
Wow, that is a pretty scary
just
stuff.
Just something to look for.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we only have about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to, you know, tell our listeners before we wrap up today's show?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheDrGinger. I always post lots of odds and ends health tips and kind of try to get people thinking. And I'm actually working on a book, which I need to tell you about later, but I'm really excited about that, and I look forward. I won't be here next week, but I'll be here the following week and give you some more news that you need to know about your health.
Awesome, Ginger. All right, thank you so much for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day and stay well.